Good morning and welcome. Just take these thoughts into your being. Just let them drop into your heart. Feel them sinking into the awareness that's waiting there in your heart. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. And we allow this prescription for spiritual alignment to rest and sink even more deeply into our hearts, uniting us all, moving in us, and opening us up. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Well, I am very excited to have you here this morning, or if you're watching on YouTube, wherever you are, whenever you're watching this, because this is the culmination of our seven-step experience, the culmination of our experience of moving with the seven steps for releasing this past year. And it's really a matter of clearing the decks, clearing the slate, cleaning our consciousness of all thought forms and old energy so that we can experience ourselves in true freedom. I'm yearning for that freedom, and I know you are too. And there's an earnestness in our hearts right now. Get in touch with that feeling of excitement and enthusiasm and earnestness about awakening to the who that you are. In a free and flowing new year, as you release the old energy of the past year, you have prepared your consciousness over the last several weeks with all those pages of journaling, all of that work that you've done. You've done a lot of work to get yourself prepared and ready and to condition your consciousness so that you can let go of all that old energy today. Today, we're going to do some very powerful work. We're going to take our fifth forgiveness step, as well as our sixth and seventh steps of completion and release. And we're going to really surrender and let go of all that old energy and allow ourselves to then begin the process of creating the new consciousness of the new year to come, the new consciousness that you are going to experience and are now beginning to experience in your beingness. This fifth step, the step of forgiveness, is of course about events in the last year that maybe troubled you or you had a hard time with, people that you had difficulty with. But ultimately, every one of those things is about yourself. Because those people, those events, they're in the past, and the only place that they exist presently is in your own consciousness. Your own consciousness is all you're really responsible for. And when there's something that you're holding on to that's weighing you down, something that's burdening your heart or your soul, it's so important to take this time to let it go and to move into a sense of greater freedom. This step of forgiveness erases the karma of the past year. This step you're taking today is erasing the karma, releasing the thought form, dissolving the energy of those experiences, those relationships, but ultimately what you're holding in your own heart, because every act of forgiveness we take is for ourselves. And interestingly, every act of forgiveness is truly forgiving ourselves. There's nothing that we're forgiving in any person, place, or thing that isn't first and foremost something we're forgiving within ourselves, because there's nothing we can see out there that isn't happening within ourselves. So we're forgiving ourselves not only for the things that we have experienced in this life within our own beingness, but also past lives. You see, every act of forgiveness for others, for ourselves, is tied to something that's a past life memory. Now, you don't have to remember what it is, but know this, as you do this work, you'll get a sense of release that's going to go far beyond the event that you think you're forgiving. You might think you're forgiving, oh, that experience you had at the family reunion, or that thing that thoughtless person said to you at work. But it's tied to something in your own beingness that is linked to something in a past life. So you're freeing yourself of long, what Jane calls old rancid thought energy, long held false beliefs and false judgments. In this life, you came in with a decision. In this life, you decided it's time for me to move forward and to get off the karmic wheel, to move out of the third dimensional consciousness into the fourth, to move from the personal ego consciousness into the soul consciousness. And the most important step in doing that is forgiveness. This gets you off of the karmic wheel. It gets you off of all of those ties and all of those burdens that keep you bound to incarnating over and over and over again. And I don't know about you, but when I realized I could get off the karmic wheel, I could stop having this relentless pull back into form, back into the third dimensional limitations of the ego mind, my heart rejoiced. And although it's hard work, and I'm in the middle of it, just as you are, it's such a light that is there before me, such a light that I feel and experience within me, that I can get off the karmic wheel. I can move into a new dimension of my beingness. Free your soul by taking this step today. Free your soul by doing the forgiveness work and then the surrender, completion, and release work. And realize that that earnest desire that you hold, that feeling of enough is enough. I've experienced so much in so many eons of lifetimes. I'm ready now. My soul is weary of the third dimension. I'm asking for help. And go deep within right now and just say, help. I'm asking for help right now as I do this release work, this forgiveness work, to really get real with myself and to really have that earnest desire that pushes this energy forward. Love yourself enough to set yourself free. Love yourself enough to simply let go. And when you do this work, when that veil is lifted from you of all the unforgiven energy and that karmic stuff that you've been holding on to, you're going to see things differently. And so I'm going to invite you to begin this work, because we're going to do several processes. We're going to actually do some journaling on three different steps, and then I'm going to lead you in all seven steps in a meditation of release. But now, if you could get out your pad of paper and your pen or whatever you've got you can write with, and take a moment, if you haven't done it yet, just go and grab something that has more than one sheet of paper. So you're going to be doing more than one type of work here. But we're going to begin the process of doing the forgiveness work. Now, I'm going to tell you what the questions are going to be, but then I'm going to go through them one at a time and give you some space to do this writing work, this journaling work. The first question is, what do you feel most that's the hardest thing to forgive this year? What do you feel is the very hardest thing to forgive this year? The second is, how is this unforgiveness going to affect your life if you don't let it go? The third question is, what's causing you not to forgive? What's keeping you from forgiving? And the fourth is, why do you want to forgive? So let's just start with the question, what do you feel most difficult to forgive this year? What's the hardest thing for you to forgive? And I always start off by writing, the hardest thing for me to forgive is, and then just let it rip. And by the way, you might end up writing more than one hardest thing. So just kind of do that now. The hardest thing for me to forgive this year, from this year is, and then just let it be. And of course, you can continue to do your journaling on the first question of the hardest thing to forgive. But the second suggestion is, if I don't forgive, how will this affect me? So I always write, if I don't forgive, this will affect me. And then I start writing. And this is thinking about the negative outcomes of holding on to the forgiveness. So just kind of let that flow right now. And tied into that is the question, what is causing you not to forgive? What's keeping you from forgiving? And I usually start that out with a really blunt, I don't want to forgive this because, and then I let all my cussed, ornery, resistant thoughts come out. And don't mind yourself being as negative and as four-letter words and as horrible as you could possibly be, because you're just letting it out onto the paper so you don't have to hold it in your subconscious mind. So what's keeping you from forgiving? What's the payoff that you're getting from not forgiving? That's another way of looking at it. You're getting a payoff from holding on to this energy. What is it? And I always add a last question, which is, why do I want to forgive? Or what good outcomes could I see from forgiving? So I usually start that one off with, I want to forgive because such and such, and I see, and then I let it go. And as you continue to write, if you want to, I just want to encourage you to go back each day during this coming week and add some more to your forgiveness as well as your other steps. On Thursday night, we're going to, of course, have our support group, but we're also going to have another seven-step meditation, a briefer one, that will be able to move some more of the energy that comes up, because I don't expect you to complete the fifth, sixth, and seventh steps all today in this half hour that we're going to spend on it. So you'll have another go round, another run through, another possibility of working on it on Thursday night at 7 Eastern. And we'll send out the link on the email. So the last question was, what would you get out of forgiving? Why would you want to forgive? And this really brings you to the sixth step, which is the step of review and release. This is where you go over your experience. And you, in this case, we're going to have a chance to write a letter to God releasing the year. And just make it a brief letter. You can add to it during the week some more and flesh it out a little more. But in this letter, let it be a prayerful letter, releasing all the people and the events, the situations, yourself. You don't have to list them all out again like you did in the first six or five steps, but you can just kind of let them, what they come to mind, and just let it be free flowing and spontaneous. And see if you feel any pockets of resistance as you do this. If it's hard to do this sincerely, you may find you need to go back to the previous steps and do some more work. And then, of course, I'll tell you at the end of this hour what we're going to do with all these pages. But that'll be at the end of this coming week when New Year's comes around. But in the meantime, just start on another sheet of paper and write a letter to God. And you could say, Dear God, or to my own infinite self, or however you want to phrase this. And then write that letter, releasing the year. It's not going to be long, and you can add to it during the week. And release all the people, the places, the events, the circumstances, the situations, and especially yourself. So take a moment to write this letter and sign it, but maybe leave a little room so you can add to it during the week. you'll be happy to know that you've got all the rest of this week to add to this letter. And you also should be happy to know that you don't have to do this letter perfectly and get everything in and do everything just right, because it's all about consciousness, not about form. It's all about the intention of your heart, not the perfection of your doing. It's about your being. And so this letter is just something that is carrying the energy of your intention, of your earnest desire to let go of this year. We bring ourselves now to the question, how do you see this coming year in the light of the work you've done with the first six steps? The seventh step, which is completion, is really about, yes, letting it go, but then ask yourself, as you look within, see if there's any place that feels that you like you need to do some more work in the next few days, going through your pages, your journaling. But also, how do you see this coming year in the light of the work that you've done? What possibilities can now open up for you in this coming year? And what might your intention be, your commitment to yourself in this coming year? In the new year. So just do some writing about that very briefly. How you see this year to come. And leave some room so you can add to it as the days go forth, because we have 4.5 more days until the Thursday night group, where we're going to do a similar meditation to the one we're going to do here at the end of this hour, but we're going to do it maybe a little more briefly, but you'll have another opportunity to release and let go. And so I invite you to go through your pages every day and just see if there's anything more you can add to the good times or the thank yous, to the disappointments and difficulties or the hopes and dreams and unfulfilled opportunities, and to the forgiveness, as well as the review and the release. And so just see if you can add something more to this letter to God. And you can just do this, and then we'll come back if you can on Thursday night. And this works fine if you don't come back Thursday night, but I invite you to do so. And then what I'm going to ask you to do is on New Year's Eve, take your pages that you've been journaling here. And with the possible exception of your letter to God, you might hold on to that. I would recommend maybe holding on to that letter of God and placing it in a drawer where you can find it unexpectedly sometime during the year. But the rest of the pages, all your processing of all the feelings and the negativity, take those pages and burn them. Have a little ceremony, say a little prayer. I always go to a nearby park and they've got grills there for barbecuing with nice iron bars, and I can stick them in the pages in there so they can catch fire and make a really dramatic ceremony for my soul to behold how earnest I am to let go of the energy of this past year and to move into the new year with a clean slate, a new program, a new energy and consciousness, to really be in a new state of mind. A new self is emerging in you. These steps that you've taken over the last few weeks of journaling and the hard work you've done, and I want to acknowledge you for that hard work. That hard work has created the emergence of a new consciousness within you. And you're going to need some time as the year begins to let it settle in, to open its eyes, to look around and kind of see things differently. You've lifted a veil off of an old aspect of your being and released it and revealed underneath it a whole new layer of consciousness, a whole new level of awareness. And so I invite you to come back on Thursday night, certainly, if you can. But regardless, on New Year's Eve or even New Year's Day morning, sometimes I've done that, go and do a little quiet 10-minute, 5-minute ceremony and set fire to the pages, perhaps hold on to the letter to God, and just have that feeling, that sense of release. What we're going to do now is a meditation based on the 7 steps that Jane Hart has created as a tool for releasing old energy and embracing the new. And so if you want to, just set down whatever pages and papers you have in your hands, the pen or whatever it is that you're holding in your consciousness, whatever you're holding in your heart and mind, just let it all go. I just let it go. I just drop it. I just let it go. And here I am, safe in this moment. And I notice my breathing slowing down, and I feel so relaxed. And I can feel the beating of my heart. I'm aware that I am alive with life coursing through my veins, through my energy field. And I'm aware of myself. And now I want you to just visualize 7 golden stairs. They are powerful and strong and durable. They sparkle and gleam in the light that is shining from above, the great light of the infinite consciousness. Like a spotlight, it glints off of every step with sparkling light energy of this golden hue of these 7 golden steps. And I invite you to take something into your hands that represents this past year. For me, it's a calendar usually. But you can pick whatever you want. And becoming aware that you're standing right in front of these shining steps with the light coming down from above. These golden steps of release. Take the first step, the step of gratitude and acceptance of thank you, God. And just feel the release and the relief of saying thank you. Thank you for this year. Thank you for everything that I experienced. Thank you for what this year meant to me, what it did for me. what the year gave me. And one by one, the gifts of the year come to mind and I release them as I give thanks for them. I recognize that this year has been important in my life, and I am very grateful. Just take a moment here on this first step to give thanks and release. And now moving up to the second step, the step of the good times. Reflect on how this year brought new and joyful experiences into your life. Perhaps go through the months and remember those good times, those significant events, the get-togethers, the travels, the significant life experiences, those specific times when you were particularly filled with joy. And express your appreciation, your gratitude for the good times that you had in this past year. And now move up to step three, the hopes and dreams, the unfulfilled opportunities. What were your hopes and dreams for this year? Become aware of them and release them. The outcomes you expected, how you expected others to behave, and what you expected from yourself, especially those missed opportunities and unfulfilled hopes. Thinking back over the year to the beginning of the year, how did you hope that this year would end? What were your expectations? Let them go. Release them in the light of the infinite consciousness shining from above. And what remains unfulfilled? Those things that you'd expected or hoped for this year that you're willing to just let go. You don't need them anymore. You've outgrown them. Or those ones that are still in process. And you'll carry them over into the coming year. But just release them all in this moment from burdening your consciousness. Let go of all of those unfulfilled hopes and dreams, whether you let them go and put them to rest or whether you are carrying them in your heart into the coming year. And now we move up to step four. The difficulties and the disappointments. What did you feel the most disappointed about regarding this past year? What was the hardest thing, the most difficult thing to go through? And allow the disappointments to come up one by one and release them. And allow yourself to feel what you really feel. What you feel sad about. I feel angry that this happened. I feel disappointed or resentful. Whatever the feelings are, just let them go. You are being supported in this. You're being held inwardly as you do this release work. And what were your attitudes about these disappointments? What beliefs did you hold? And what did you decide? Just let them all go. We let it all go as we prepare to step up to the fifth step, the step of forgiveness. What has been the hardest thing to forgive about this year? And how might holding on to it affect your life? If I don't release this, this is how it might affect me. Get in touch with anything that you're still feeling that you're holding on to and just forgive it. Get in touch with what's keeping you from forgiving. What's causing you not to forgive? Why you might not want to forgive? Or even, what payoff are you getting from not forgiving? What are you getting out of that? Holding on. And finally, why do you want to forgive? What good will come? What will you get out of forgiving? Why is your heartfelt desire to forgive, to release, to let go, to be free? And now we move up to the sixth step, the step of review and release. How do you see yourself having a sense of freedom as you let this go? How do you see all others experiencing their freedom as you release and forgive and let go? I now release all people, all events, every circumstance, every situation, and most of all, I release myself. And now we move up to the seventh step, the step of completion, the surrender step. I surrender this year to God. I surrender this year in the light that is shining from my infinite self. As I let it all go, I open myself up to new possibilities in this coming year. And so I take whatever symbolizes the past year, and I feel myself in that, enfolded and energized by the light that is shining from above. And I hand it over to God. I release it. I let it go. And I let it out of my grasp, and it floats up into the sky, into the light, and vanishes. And now I open myself up to a new possibility in the coming year. I've done some thinking about my intention, my commitment this coming year. And even if it's in the most general terms, I just offer this prayer that the seed thought of my intention this coming year take root and be nurtured so that it can grow into fullness and bear fruit. I offer this my commitment. I offer my new possibilities this coming year that will flow forth out of my intention. And I let it all go. I stand for a moment in the light, and I feel the well-being, the dissatisfaction, the sense of wholeness that comes over me here in the light. So I relax and relax, and I let go. And now come back to the presence of this chair that you're sitting in, the room that you're in. Become aware of it, aware of the light that is shining around you and the activity of dynamic life force within you, your breathing, your heartbeat, your respiration, the feeling of the air upon your skin. And when you feel ready, just open your eyes with gratitude. Thank you. Thank you all for being a part of this seven-step experience and adding your energy to the intentions and the heartfelt desires and yearnings of the people in this group. As you added your energy to them, they added theirs to you. And so this was a far more powerful experience than if you had just done it by yourself. And even if you're watching this on YouTube, you are gathering together this energy because it is timeless. The intentions of these people, you're adding to it yourself and you are receiving it. Again, I'm inviting you to come on Thursday night to our support group at 7 p.m. And I'm going to ask you to go back to your pages the next 3 or 4 days and add to them, add to that letter to God, whatever you want to do. And then we'll do another, maybe a 10-minute meditation to kind of finish that energy up. And then I'm going to invite you to take your pages to some place where it's safe and have a little ceremony and release your pages with heartfelt prayer, and you can set fire to them. And I always go to the park near my home, but on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day is a perfect time to do that. And then you can hold on, if you want to that letter to God, intention of how you could see yourself in this new light. And so just see how that goes for you this coming week. Well, next week, Lynn is going to begin another series on the self-study lessons that are on the website. And you can go in there and take a look at those. And she's going to be teaching that as well as taking the Thursday groups. But we also want to invite you to give a donation to the Center for Enlightenment if you feel so led. The link is in your chat room. But I've enjoyed the last 6 weeks working with you, and I'll be back 6 more weeks from now. And I know you're going to have a very happy new year, even as you are having a wonderful Merry Christmas. And until I see you on Thursday or online, bye for now.